This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has seen a clear uptick this month in the rate of positive COVID-19 tests. CPR's John Daly.
In mid-October, Colorado's seven-day positivity rate was about 5%. Now it's up to nearly 9% of COVID tests that are coming back positive. That information comes with a big caveat. It doesn't include most rapid home tests. The data from wastewater surveillance of the virus is mixed. Some utilities, including some large ones, are showing elevated numbers, but many others are not. A recent state modeling report gave an uncertain outlook for the coming months, depending on variants and how many people got Omicron boosters. So far, most Coloradans haven't. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coloradans are getting text and email reminders from the state health department about that Omicron COVID-19 booster. The reminders are going to people whose records in a state immunization system show they may be due for the booster. New vehicle sales have taken a big hit so far this year. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
New vehicle registrations were off nearly 15% through the first 9 months of 2022 compared to the same period last year. The Colorado Automobile Dealers Association blamed rising interest rates, inventory issues, and higher prices. However, industry leaders predict sales will increase in the coming months. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado Springs City Council is debating whether to annex 3,200 acres south of the city near Fountain. If it's approved, it could become the site of some 9,500 homes. Randy Rocha of Colorado Springs says the new housing could allow some Fort Carson troops to move off base.
It allows them for deployments for families to stay in tighter communities and stick around during that process, maybe even retire here.
Most people at a recent meeting spoke in opposition to the project, citing concerns about water and traffic. They'll take up the topic again at Colorado Springs City Council and Planning Commission meetings. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver, the Front Range, and much of Colorado have a sunny day today. This is CPR News.